Coach Lens, listen to me in silence and let the peoples gain new power. Let them come forth, then let them speak. Let us draw near together for judgment. Who is awakened one from the east, whom he calls in righteousness? To his feet, he gives up nations before men as dominion over kings. He makes them all dust with his sword, as the wind-driven chaff with his bow. He pursues them, passing on in peace. By a way he had not come with his feet, who has worked and done it, calling forth the generations from the beginning. I, Yahweh, am the first and with the last. I am he. The coastlands have seen and are afraid. The ends of the earth tremble. They have drawn near and have come. Each one helps his neighbor and says to his brother, be strong. So the craftsman strengthens the smelter. He who smooths metal with a hammer strengthens him who beats the anvil, saying of the soldering, it is good, and he strengthens it with nails so that it will not be shaken. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, seed of Abraham, my friend, you whom I have strongly taken hold of, from the ends of the earth and called from its remotest parts and said to you, you are my servant, I have chosen you and not rejected you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will make you mighty. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who are angered at you will be ashamed, and dishonor those who contend with you will be as nothing and will perish. You will seek those who quarrel with you but will not find them. Those who war with you will be as nothing and non-existent, for I am Yahweh, your God, who strongly takes hold of your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I'll help you. Do not fear, you worm, Jacob, you men of Israel, I'll help you, declares Yahweh. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I made you a new sharp threshing sledge with double edges. You will thresh the mountains and pulverize them, and will make the hills like chaff. With thirst, I always will answer them myself as the God of Israel. I will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights and springs in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land fountains of water. I'll put the cedar in the wilderness, the acacia and the myrtle and the olive tree. I will put the juniper in the desert together with the box tree and the cypress that they may know and see, and establish and gain insight as well, that the hand of Yahweh has done this. The Holy One of Israel has created it. Bring me your case, Yahweh says, bring forth your mighty arguments. The King of Jacob says, let him bring it forth and declare to us what is going to take place, as to the former declare what they were, that we may establish odds on them and know their outcome, or cause us to hear of what is coming. Declare the things that ought to come afterwards, that we may know that you are gods indeed, do good and evil, that we may anxiously look about us and fear together. Behold, you are nothing, and your work is non-existent. He who chooses you is an abomination. I've awakened one from the north, and he has come as the rising of the sun. He will call on my name, and he will tread upon officials as mortar, even as the potter treads clay. who has declared this from the beginning, that we might know, or from former times that we may say, he is right. Surely there was no one who declared, surely there was no one who caused to be heard, surely there was no one who heard your words from Eliezer to Zion. Behold, here they are into Jerusalem. I will give a messenger of good news, but I look and there is no one, and there is no counselor among them who, if I ask, can respond with a word. Behold, all of them are false. Their works are non-existent. They're molten images, are wind and